Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kim Forsman and we're talking about an event coming up. Good morning to you, Kim.
Good morning, Lilian.
Kim, there's a fundraiser being held the 27th. Boy, that's just around the corner in a couple of days. So give us the basics of when and where, what time.
Well, on the poster it says it's a benefit for Dave Williams, but I kind of like to think of it as more of a big gathering of his friends and family and people who want to show their support and their love for David, and just knowing that he's a great guy, he's well deserving of this. It's going to be April 27th, a Saturday, from 4 to 7 at the Atlantic High School in the Commons area there.
So it's a come and go, come at 4, come at 6,
come and go
whenever you can.
All of the auction items will be on display there during that time. And they'll have a meal, a free will donation.
Okay, so no specific fee, just give what you want to give. And what are we going to get to eat?
Well, it looks like we have a lot of good cooks here in town.
Yes, and volunteers that are helping with that.
Yeah, they are going to be serving Maidrites. And Downtowner is donating the pasta salad. The Methodist men are going to be doing their kind of famous baked beans. And Hy-Vee has been very generous to donate some items. The Methodist women group are going to be a big part of it. They're donating desserts and helping out in the kitchen. So
So they're going to have, I'm sure, pie, bars, cookies, and all those yummy good desserts. But so we can have a sandwich, we can have a salad, we can have dessert, and put in whatever money we want to for the donation.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Now, you mentioned another thing that's going on is the silent auction. And you have many, many, many items. Can you give us a range of those kind of items?
You know, there's kind of a saying that came from a movie, that baseball movie that said, if you build it, they will come. And some of David's friends had started the foundation of this whole event. And the community, his friends, his family, just interested people have taken it from there. And they're coming with unbelievable donations. Some of them, I really hesitate to say names.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Because,
but can you give us a range of what kinds of things might we see there?
The ladies in charge are telling me every day that we're getting more and more items. I know last night I saw probably 75 to 100 different pieces. They're very creative things that people have taken time to create. And some of those are like hand-painted pictures. There are some absolutely fabulous quilts. There's baskets created by friends and local businesses. There's a tandem skydive. That's pretty much for the brave at heart there.
Yes, I think so too. But sounds kind of like fun.
Yeah.
Exciting. So somebody will think that's a great opportunity.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's a pontoon party, some sports tickets. There's some really cool big bird houses. I don't know a lot about golf bags, but if I was going to buy one, this would be the one I'd buy. Jewelry, Mexican train dominoes with a handcrafted wooden case.
Yeah, I just found out about that. I didn't know what
was. Oh, yeah.
A month or so ago.
Yeah, I had to learn all about that last night. There's going to be stuff for guys there. Oil change kits, Pheasant Forever pictures, a drill set. There's a kind of a neat thing. It's a weekend package in Anita at the Buck Run Lodge, and then you get a meal at the Redwoods.
What a package.
Yeah, there's some Harley Davidson items, some dwarf Alberta spruce trees, just something for everyone.
Indoors, outdoors, things to do, things to eat. I mean, you just you can hardly... There has to be something there that almost everybody would be interested in.
Yeah. Oh, it's just, it's overwhelming, the generosity of the things coming in.
You know, we did not mention, although most people listening to us, we did not mention why this benefit is being done for David.
Well, David has been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And as we all know, Cancer is relentless. It doesn't care who it affects or how it affects it. It shows no mercy. And we just want to help David with his journey through his treatment and some of the things he's going to need.
It's challenge. And I hope and I'm sure that David's knowing that all of this is being done is that kind of positive attitude that just helps the situation. It may not help 10 years from now, but for right now, that's helping David, I think, just feel a little better, you know, because the mind, the attitude is so important.
Attitude plays a big part of your treatment with that nasty illness. And in turn, we hope this gathering will generate some funds for some of his unmet needs and help him through what he's going through.
Now, again, I'm thinking most people, well, a majority of people listening to us know David Williams' name because he's done so many things. And if you didn't know David Williams, we want to tell you a little bit about David and some of the things that he's done.
Well, David is very, very creative. He's a real artsy kind of guy, and he can envision some of the coolest things when it comes to putting together things in nature, his decorating. He kind of thinks outside the box.
Absolutely. I've experienced that. I had him come out to Harrisdale to help me put things some places, and I'm going, why didn't I think of that?
I know.
David just had this eye for where things can go together and be beautiful.
Yeah, he's a real giving kind of man. He has given countless hours of volunteer work. Some of his volunteer projects, he's busy all the time with something. He has worked with the Arise group, and I know they're real involved in restoring the depot and the American Legion building.
And he was in on that, I think, from the beginning at the depot. And, you know, some people can think back, that's been a lot of years. And look what happened to the depot. It's an outstanding part of Atlantic.
Yeah.
And David was a part, along with a lot of other people, of making that happen and making sure that it happened well.
Yeah, well, with some quality. And
Right. So, yep, and he's still a member of Arise, still working on the American Legion Memorial Building.
In fact, I think you were telling me, LaVon, a little bit about the donation.
Yeah, I could just mention it because I sort of have a...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a member of Arise.
Yeah.
They're donating a pen, which seems like, that didn't sound like much. But this pen was made by Steve Livengood, who's an excellent crafts person. And the wood and the barrel is from the floor of the American Legion Memorial Building. And that used to be kind of the community center. So it might have been that Lawrence Welk played his band there and local people danced on that floor. And also the Harlem Globetrotters played there.
Well, how cool is that?
And lots of scouts and lots of other people played on that floor. And so small pieces of that have been used to make these pens. So it has a lot of memories behind it. So, you look for that. It's a really small item, but it's a kind of special item.
A big item ticket, though.
Yes. Yeah. And it's especially meaningful because David has helped with the Arise for
sure,
so long.
Sure.
Yeah. So what else?
I was in one of the first Master Gardener classes with David. And David has kind of a love for all things in nature. He always has for as long as I've known him. In fact, my husband reminded me of a story when David was a young boy. Dean would go out to William's garage to get a car part or something like that. And he said he'd see David as a little boy going down between the buildings, you know, with his ducks right behind him. And he says that's a good memory for him to think of that. Yeah,
absolutely. And so, he's been an official master gardener, but I think he's been unofficial go-to person for people who ever had a question about a tree or a plant or weed.
Yep.
Ask David, he'll know.
Yeah, and like we talked earlier, the evidence of his love and his passion for nature and all things gardening is seen in so many yards around town. I know one hot summer day he helped me develop some plants in my yard, and oh boy, we had a lot of giggles that day, but Yeah.
So we need to mention he also was very busy in Questers, Trees Forever, JC's,
yep.
And you know, we could go on for a long time, Kim, but
yes.
Our time has run out. So remind us of this benefit for David, when and where.
Okay, it is Saturday, April 27th from 4 to 7. It's at the Atlantic High School on 14th Street. It's a silent auction and a free will donation for the meal. And if there's any questions, they could call Barb Jorgensen at the Little Cobbler. She's been a real good help for us. And donation checks could be left if you can't make it at Nishna Valley Credit Union.
All right. We want to thank you very much, Kim Forsman, for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, Levine.
Till next time, here's a thought. We are not given a good life or a bad life. We are given a life, and it is up to us to make it good or bad.